Now we have Neha Kothari.
Good afternoon. Today I'm going to talk about a trade that's slightly lesser well-known, or at least lesser investigated, known as standard fineness. The objective of this study was basically we conducted a dial-up study to get to combining abilities and investigate the potential of probably improving cotton fiber maturity in breeding programs by using standard fineness as a trait that we can look at to see if there's any impact there. I'm going to start with a lot of introduction about standard fineness before I get there. This is a cardinal of a fiber cross-section, so I'm going to assume it's circular. At the start of development, we always have a primary cell wall which is set first, and it's known to be genetically controlled for most genotypes. And then gradually we have a secondary cell wall formation that comes from the outer primary cell wall, with it keeps getting deposited, and then you have cellulose filled up. Basically, what this is the thickening of the secondary cell wall that is your fiber maturity. At least it's leading to fiber maturity. Okay. We have a lot of very well-known, very well-documented problems associated with immature fibers. Primarily, we have immature fibers being weak, having poor strength. Those affect overall fiber strength. They also break a lot during processing, and so they lead to a lot of short fiber content. They'll also have overall lesser fiber length. They also tend to have lower micronair, and they increase fiber nips. Effectively, they also don't take up dye very well, and hence you're looking at a product that you don't like with a lot of problems that come from maturity. Currently, like Kim said, one of the most important reference methods that we have in place is the fiber cross-section method that he actually talked about, where you take a group of fibers, you slice them, look at the fiber cross-section, and the degree of that thickening on that secondary cell wall in that cartoon is actually known as theta. And that theta is your fundamental unbiased measure of fiber maturity. Now, obviously, as a breeder, you're not going to go in there and get a chance to look at all your stuff with fiber cross sections. It's just not viable. So what we have is another picture, and this is kind of redundant because he helped me out here a little bit, but this is a fiber cross section of, it's actually TM1 as well from one of my studies, and it's a nice mature cross section, whereas this one is the IM, which is highly immature and has hardly any secondary cell wall on it. Now, this was the degree of thickening is basically theta. And your fiber maturity ratio, which is given to you by AFIS and also by fiber cross-section, mathematically, that is theta divided by a constant number, which is 0.577. Now moving to AFIS, we have a tool which actually does partition our fiber maturity and fineness components. And what fineness is, before we start, we have two kinds. One is the gravimetric fineness, and the other is biological fineness. Gravimetric is basically your weight per unit length, and that's the measurement that AFIS gives us. That's what we identify as a fine or a coarse fiber. However, biological fineness is when you take a cross-section. So you're going there, you're cutting your fiber cross-section, just going back to the old cartoon, it's your either the perimeter or the diameter. If you assume it to be a circular cross-section, then that diameter of the fiber is biological fineness. Now, this is a highly heritable trait, or at least has been documented. We've gone in and chopped it up and decided that primary cell wall sets in very early, and so it's set. It's genetically controlled. Now, standard fineness, this is the trait that I am going to talk about today, is basically, it's a calculated measurement. It is, you get your AFIS gravimetric fineness, you divide it by maturity ratio, also coming from AFIS, and that is standard fineness, and it's very closely related. It's already been documented by, I think, Dr. Ike's paper in 2006, that it's very well correlated and is an equivalent to biological fineness, which we obtained for fiber cross sections. So we have some hope here to look at a trait that might be remotely heritable and genetically controlled with maturity in mind. And therefore, most of the study will calculate, will use APHIS for its data. In this test, we used 5 different genotypes. All of these were diverse, mostly, you know, they were diverse in terms of their maturity ratio, fineness. The first one, Akela variety, is actually fine and good long fibers. Similarly, Delta Pine and Fibermax and Tamecod were also chosen based on their different levels of fineness. And this half and half is one of your most coarse, short, staple varieties in the test. It was grown in College Station in 2011, and it was a single row plot with 4 replications in a randomized complete block design. We went in and we took grab samples, which is a picker harvest. Everything was ginned on a tabletop saw gin, and we did HVI and APHIS testing at the FBRI at Lubbock, Texas. I believe the APHIS testing here was the one that's a 1 replication in 10,000 fiber trial, but I think I know that. The statistics was done using the DALIL SAS program, and heritability was also calculated off of that. We used the Model 1 and Method 2 given by Griffings, and it is basically it's 10 crosses and a partial DALIL, and so your number of entries are 15 because you have 5 parents and 10 F1s. Variety effects are fixed, and blocks were treated as random. So I'm going to start with HVI data here. We had a significant effect from all the entries, and we also had a significant GCA. So general combining ability was significant, highly significant for all entries. And specific combining ability was only significant for all other traits except 5 micron error. I've color-coded these GCA estimates because they're just numbers, and it's a lot to take in. Because micron error is a range, I don't know if adding micron error in your breeding program is necessarily going to be good for you or if it's going to be bad for you. That's why it's color-coded to blue. These are the performance of our 5 parents in that DALIL. Akela and Half and Half both actually added 2 overall fiber micron error, whereas Fibermax decreased micron error. I still, it depends on what your purpose is to decide whether this is good or bad for you. If we move to lens that actually throws more light on that micron error data is because Akela did really good with fiber lens. It added, it improved overall lens. It also improved overall uniformity. Fibermax also did the same. We had a very good general combining ability for other traits like lens and uniformity. Half and Half was overall a really poor performer, and it was expected. It's not a great variety in itself. And Tamecod HQ was not significant for micron error, but it was significant for improving length traits. We then went to strengths, and Akela is still our best general combiner for this trial, followed by Fibermax 832. And then Tamecod also, the HQ95 also improved overall fiber strength. Elongation, we had good improvement in elongation only with Akela 1570-99. Fibermax actually reduced overall elongation. So that's what we have from the HVI. Now, of particular interest here, just something to point out the difference, is look at this line, and I'm going to go back to this table eventually, is that we'd look at Tamecod and think that it really didn't play any role in the maturity or fineness contribution because it's not significant. It's not a good combiner for these particular traits because micron error is a complex of both these traits. We went to SCA estimates. We don't have micron error here because it's not significant, but one of the best hybrids in this trial was the Akela crossed with the Tamecod HQ. Akela 1570-99 is already a very good general combiner. Tamecod HQ was good for length and strength, so we expected this, but it did really good in this trial, and we had improved length, strength, and elongation. So this was a particularly good hybrid there. Going to APHIS data, we had a significant entry effect. We also had a general combining ability was significant, and specific combining ability was significant for everything except fineness. This is the gravimetric fineness that APHIS gives. Going to GCA, again, it's color-coded. Ikela actually added to NEPS, which is not very good, but it did, going back to the HBI, did say that it improved length and improved everything, but here, if you look at it, it did add to fiber NEPS, which is not a desirable trait. And half and half, actually, considering it's such a coarse variety, it did reduce, I mean, at least it added less to NEPS. Followed by fiber length. This is length by number. We didn't do aphids length by weight because length by number, we think, is a little more, it's individual fiber data. It's more well related to spinning properties. And so length was also, it went hand in hand with HVI data anyway. We did see improvement in fiber length even with Akela and Fibermax 832. Akela also helped to reduce short fiber content when it was crossed with other varieties, whereas Delta Pine added short fiber content. And we didn't know that with just with the HVI data. Fineness, this is gravimetric fineness, and because fineness is also a range, the higher your number is, the coarser your fiber is. We have a plus, a negative from Akela, 1570.99, and a coarser side when we use half and half, which is very logical given the parental nature of these genotypes. Standard fineness, on the other hand, differed from gravimetric fineness. We had some that were significant here, which weren't significant here, and then some lines like Tamcott HQ, actually it was not significant with Micronair either. It was not significant with gravimetric fineness, which is Micronair and APHIS gravimetric are very well correlated, so it's understandable. But it did correlate, I mean, it didn't correlate in terms of having a maturity, a significant maturity and a significant standard fineness effect. And it was a very good performer in the cross. So that's what we have with the APHIS data. Looking at the specific combining abilities from what we have in the APHIS data, again, our best topmost performer was Akela 1570.99 crossed with Tamcott HQ 95. It heavily reduced NEPS. It was also a very good contributor to length. It also reduced short fiber content, reduced immature fiber content, and maturity ratio was improved. So these are all significant. It's good stuff. And so we liked how we saw this data, and the line looked really good too. The hybrid looked really good too. This here is a comparison of how HVI and APHIS traits of the same kind differ in their data. What we have here, and I should have color-coded this, this is Micronair, so obviously it comes from HVI. This is fineness, so it's coming from APHIS, the gravimetric fineness. That's what we just directly look at and assume to be direct fineness. This is the standard fineness right here. This is maturity ratio. So these three components then come from APHIS. Going back to length directly by weight is your HVI length, and length by number and short fiber content by number come from APHIS. This is just to get a big picture of whether these two machines even do anything. I mean, do they differ? If we're out there thinking, what's a good combiner, will it make a difference to a decision? And I think that it does make a difference because here, Delta Pine 90 itself, we have a absolutely no significant Micronair effect, thinking there's no role here for scope for improving any maturity-related stuff, whereas we have a significant effect from maturity ratio. In Tamcott HQ99, we thought Micronair also was not significant, so it probably didn't add it or subtract anything into our data, whereas it does have a significant effect coming from standard fineness, and we know that it's coming from the fiber maturity ratio part of it. Even at Akela 1570.99, we have an overall length here. When we compare the length, they're both adding, and so it makes sense that it's really good. But we did add NEPS to this, so we know it's a little finer. We know that nepping does happen because of fine fibers. We also know that fiber Micronair was just there, but we don't know if it's coming from maturity or is it coming from the fineness itself. But in this case, we're able to partition out and say, well, it's probably the biological fineness that's doing it. And it also applies for Max 832 that way. Anyway, so the last step was we looked at the heritability, and we found that actually this is just 1 year data, so I don't really rely on the heritability that much as well, but we did have a strong heritability for standard fineness, whereas maturity ratio was zero because we had negative genetic variance. And in conclusion, we know that Akela 1599 was our best performer. The cross with Tame God HQ was also the best specific combining ability. It was a very good hybrid, and that APHIS does provide us with some tools to look at that HPI probably doesn't. Thank you to our funding agencies, Cotton Incorporated, and Texas Department of Agriculture Food and Fiber Research Program. Questions? Do I have time? Okay. Yes, sir.
What are the criteria you consider when you select
that criteria? What are the criteria that we use to select?
You consider before selection of that criteria.
To select, we still haven't even gone to the stage of selections. Are you asking me about my parental material?
Why you chose those five?
Oh, we chose those five varieties. The five parental. The question is about the parental varieties we picked. They were based on differences in fiber maturity and fineness. And since we wanted to look at that trait, we picked a diverse set of those kind. Any other questions? All right. Thank you.